Is there such a thing as a secret society? Will Alt-IV outsmart us all? And Lionel gets a little bit toothy. What the hell is Drake doing? We have no idea. All that and more in Episode 6, Season 2 of Dear White People.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Low, low, low. Bing. Yeah. 360 in the contract, never that. I just take the contact, I'll bring it back. I'm running on
it's on the Dear White People soundtrack. I figured, like,
yeah,
you know,
it's kind of YouTube.
Yeah, it's at the tail end of episode 6.
Oh, that's why I be skipping.
Oh, you don't even.
I just go straight to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Like the little 10 seconds.
No, I'm nap.
Damn.
Shout out to all the crew and the credits.
Everybody who put time to make the music, you don't even. Don't even.
No
love. Oh my God.
All right. Well, welcome, guys. We are back with an amazing, well, amazing co-host.
Yeah.
So we have Keith Andre. This is us. And also, for the people, what the hell is wrong with me? After show on AfterBuzz TV.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
We have Miss Ivana Williams.
Yes.
Jesus. It's me. From Star.
Yeah.
And just looking gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Hair's popping.
I love those earrings.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then, of course, Nate.
Nate's hair is popping.
Your boy.
Right. The beard and everything?
Yeah, he's right. He's got it going on.
He's got it going on. I mean, you got
the audacity.
You're welcome, Nate.
That for the light-skinned people this year, this summer.
Audacity is. I'm switching sides, actually.
Okay.
What side are you on now?
I'm on Pusha's side, is where I'm at.
Oh, boy. We'll talk about all that. We're gonna be, yeah, that's going to be in the news. We're going to have, of course, our Dear White People segment. I have something for the white folks. But let's get into it. This is about Lionel and his new boo, Wesley. Are you guys feeling the relationship? Well, first off, you said you've been scrolling, like you've been skipping. Have you seen the whole season?
I finished it, yeah.
Okay. So you
have not.
So you're the lone one holding out?
Nate, I thought you were.
No, he watched it.
They made me do it.
Who's they?
See, you. He's lying. Exactly, I can't. He's lying.
Okay, no. We were doing a show, and I said, no, I'm not watching. And somebody said, it was probably Raquel. I think Raquel finished it, and you had finished it already, too.
I always finish it, yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like, all right, I guess I will.
Pressured.
And then when I come in, you guys are here, and you're like, no, we haven't watched it yet. And I was like, oh, right.
So nobody told you, you just felt pressured to watch the show.
Yeah. Girl, he just did what he wanted to do, like always.
No, okay. I did. I wanted to.
All right, so are you feeling his new boo, or what you guys thinking? Wesley's a good fit for him, or?
Sorry.
Yeah, for me, I'm happy for Lionel. It's about time that he lives like a real life.
Yeah, and find somebody like some reciprocity,
exactly.
You know, somebody who likes him in the exact same way.
Yes, it's good for him.
So, not exactly the same.
Well,
he's at least getting, you know, some reciprocity. Like, he knows the guy likes him.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I guess if you get to, you know, well, never mind.
Well, what do you mean not the same?
What?
How is it not
because,
the same?
Well, because after they hook up, he makes it clear that he's not
That's not in this episode, though.
Spoiler.
See, that's why I stopped, because I didn't want to keep going. See?
Yeah. Yeah, from what I've seen, they, you know, go together.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It was in your notes.
Andre.
It was not in my notes, because... Yeah, that's that part is, but that's not. You should be reading my notes. I know not to say it.
All right,
Ivana just talked.
I know.
About
I just need, okay.
Cheating off a note.
You'd be turned up in the hip.
I know, right? Stop cheating off the notes. So prior to that particular incident, do you think? Prior to watching that, do you think Wesley?
Yes,
and...
they make a cute couple. They clearly have like some connections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a gamer nerd myself, hearing them make the reference to Fallout 4 was hilarious, and I thought it was a great placement of a joke that people would get, and it shows how they have similar interests but also are in a different spot than a lot of the other people that we've seen in the show, and that no one else would get that reference. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, because you're better than us. We didn't
no,
get the
I was
going to
say, I didn't get the reference.
No, because I'm a video game
right,
guy, and that's
right.
And that's what they were saying. Like, when they're in Wesley's room, again, they have a great set design on the show, but you look at the posters on the wall, and he's got, like, dragon figurines and stuff. He's a big nerdy guy, and it makes sense because, I mean, Lionel's not... nerdy in the same way, but he is a very smart, you know, likes to read his classic novels.
He'd be considered nerdy, though. Like,
I would say he's geeky, not nerdy.
I don't know the difference.
That's a whole other episode. But
is,
sure.
There's really a difference between geek and nerd?
Yes.
Okay. Something new we learn every day.
You know, every culture's got a subculture.
Fair enough.
People like labels.
I would love to know the difference.
Yeah,
so.
Can you give us like a short?
One. Nerd culture is usually more like comic books, video games. Geeks are more science, right? Geeks usually got good grades. Nerds usually didn't because we were skipping class to play games or whatever. Or that's usually the main distinction. It gets deeper from there, but that's kind of the.
Okay.
Is there like a Reddit thread on this or something?
Of course there is.
Of course there is.
There's a Reddit. There's a subreddit for everything.
Can we get the link?
I know.
But I thought that was cool that we got, you know, that interaction between them. That at first I'm like, why are they talking like that? Until then you realize at the end that they're actually texting. And I was like, I can't believe he said LOL OMG out loud. I was like, really, Justin? You can write better than this. But then I was like, oh, this is cool. Because it's actually them texting.
Yeah. Right.
That's cute.
Yeah, they have like a connection, but it's still... You know, they're not the same person. There's still some, like, give and take, which I think is important for a relationship.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of what helps him reach, you know, the point that he reaches later on. But it's nice to see him have somebody to talk to that's, like, in his space.
Yeah,
he's kind of been, like, an outsider the whole show, really, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely, it looked like he's definitely trying to find, you know, his subgroup. But obviously when we saw in... You know, he went to all these places with Sergio, and it's like, okay, he doesn't fit into all these ones, but he finds...
Silvio.
So he finds... He kind of finds
Troy.
Somebody that... who You said Troy? He kind of finds some... Oh, yeah, that was it. He kind of finds somebody that compliments him, but they're not exactly the same. Those are what you need in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can't be the exact same
person. And he found that. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like Wesley as a character, too. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's cool.
I think he is, but I like him, but I think I might have casted somebody... different, like, looking wise.
But I think that's why they cast him like that, because he looks, I mean, he's still pretty good looking, but
they're
I think in terms of the
like,
rest of the
like
cast, he looks kind of,
I was wondering when you were finally going to say it, but
not the short, but they're short,
they look very petite young.
Men.
They look like two 12-year-olds.
Completely clean shaven.
Yeah, just kind of like, I kind of almost wanted somebody a little bit, you know, I don't know.
Like Troy.
But I think that,
right,
I mean,
like, would that work?
Yeah, but we saw Troy.
That was probably
Troy
also
short
a
too.
Conscious decision,
that.
Though, right? Because he's really young, he's new to the school.
Yeah, I think that's important for the development of their relationship.
I didn't think he was that short.
Well, I mean,
because for me, short, I thought you were saying like he's going to be like 5'5 or something. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah, well, to me, short's anything under 6, so.
I guess so.
But you're,
I thought that
I mean,
maybe him and Reggie were about the same height.
Okay. Anything under 6 is short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure, by men. Well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but you're... Well, how tall are you?
Okay. Damn. All right. It just seems like he's taller on the show.
Yeah.
I think is
weird. Yeah, that's what it's...
Which one?
Like, yeah.
Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the muscles.
But yeah, I think because, you know, he's supposed to be new to the school, I'm assuming a freshman and younger, I think that's kind of more... Because if you see, everybody else looks older.
Yeah, they do.
Like, significantly older. And I think that's part of...
Did he say
he
was a freshman?
I'm pretty sure when he's... I have to go back and rewatch it, but I'm pretty sure in the first season, part of the reason why he's, like, so green and trying to figure out his spot is because he's brand new to the school.
Oh, wait, we're talking about... Okay, I see what you're
Not
saying.
Not Troy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then Lionel actually teams up with Brooke to find this alt IVW.
Yeah, he does.
I like that they brought Brooke back.
Yes.
I mean, that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was gonna. I mean, she was so big in this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so pivotal, you know, just to see all these aspects of her. And I really liked that they expounded on her character.
Because
I think last season I was like, I need to know more about this
what
girl.
Makes her tick.
Yeah, it's almost like they listened or something. I'm like, yes, finally.
I didn't think that at all. I thought she was just a one-note joke. And that's why it was so cool for her to actually, like, talk and be a person and be like, well, and when they actually sit down and he's like, why are we... Right. Why? Like, they never thought to ask that question. They were just always at each other's throats. And they actually have to think about it? I thought that was super deep.
Well, yeah, because with that, too, maybe, I mean, I'm hoping that Dear White People has several seasons. But, like, maybe season, like, four, like, doing, like, an episode just on her. Because, like, why is she such a perfectionist? Like, why does she have, you know, literally between 2 and 3 o'clock open and everything else is all over the place? And why is she sleeping, like, you can sleep with whoever you want, but it's like... It's just like, yeah, okay, like, like, I like you, let's sleep together, which is like, well, why do you, there's a reason for everything. So it's like, why are you doing all those things? So, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciated seeing Brooke as well. I think it did a good job of showing that you can provide, like, story, because we got a lot of story in this episode without having to focus on, okay, the presentation of the show is each episode we're presented with the character and we get their backstory. So because we've already gotten Lionel and then to have her here, she was able to be, like, actualized without having to focus in on those qualities.
Yep.
So essentially they're teaming up to find out who Alt-IVW is. Brooke decides to take Lionel to the basement, which she already found the information already. But she wants to, you know, give him, you know, some courage and kind of bring him up a little bit and allows him to find, you know, the magazine. But then he goes and lies to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find the dog. Which, what do you think of that whole situation?
Completely had forgotten about
you forgot
that
about
whole
the dog?
Thing.
So, yeah. Like, it just seems like, why did they bother bring this part up? Was it to extend, like, I understand why you would forget about the dog, but it's like, why would they bring that part up in it? Is it
right?
Too?
It didn't feel necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Were they trying to fill an episode or, you know, because we know
I
her
think
dog's
it was,
gone, but if they never brought back the dog, we would never even thought about it twice.
I think it, but the thing is,
Sorbet.
With the level of detail in the way Justin writes and the way he approaches the show, if going through back again, like say season 4 comes out and you're like, oh, I'm going to rewatch season 1, season 2, season 3. You would, at the end of season 1, you'd be,
like,
at season 2, you'd be like, what happened to the dog? They never address that. That would be really weird for this show not to do. So it makes sense for them to tie that up and be like, here's actually who did it. Here's what happened. Here's where the dog is. All right, now we don't have to talk about it.
But the dog went out the window, so we still don't know where the dog is.
No, but we know who stole the dog. We know who sent the note. Like, we know about what happened.
He's like, update.
What if somebody has, like,
he heard going back, and he went, nope, not me. Freedom. I should have opened the window a long time ago. That's how he said it.
So Brooke and Lionel have, like, a whole discussion, and he asks Brooke why she hates him so much. And she's like, she's used to always being the only one. Mm. So do you think this is, like, a thing with a lot of people of color where, you know, they almost use that as a I don't know, right, where it's privilege or... And then with anybody else enters, it's kind of like a backlash or...
Yeah, I think so too.
But I can't... I don't know. I mean, I guess I will never pride myself on wanting to be the only one. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, being a young black girl from Texas, I was in a very majority white school. So I was usually a black person in my classes. And it's not fun. Like, tokenism isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't... I don't know. I just wouldn't push that hard to be like, okay, but I'm the only one. I'm used to being the only one. I need to be that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's finally another black person in that space, I'd be like, thank you, welcome, come on, thank
right.
you, because these white people won't stop asking me black questions and I'm so irritated. Like, I would love that. So.
Well, that's interesting. I feel like my experience is a little bit different. I think for Brooke, I didn't see her, like, priding herself on it, but it gave us the answer to why she is resistant.
Like, oh, I'm not saying that she does pride herself, but there are, I've heard of some black people who are like, okay, this is my space.
No, 100%. Yeah, I'm just saying in this instance. But I think, like, for me, I'm from Virginia. I've been the only black in spaces. Even sometimes at my job, it's maybe Ooh. Like one other black guy. He's gay too, and they mix us up all the time. We don't even look alike.
I know
and
y'all don't.
They'll be like, "Oh, hey, I don't want to say his name, but Jermaine." They'd be like, "Jermaine," and I'd be like,
"How long you been working there for?"
This is Keith, going on a year. So it's like that. But then there was somebody else who was going to come. Work there, another black guy, and my immediate reaction was to, like, you know, fill him out or see what's going on, because now we have, like, this black man type of, you know, situation.
Right.
So I get it.
So do you think maybe one of the reasons she's like that, so, like, you're referencing, like, your experience, and do you come from, like, a big family or
no?
Because I'm wondering if it's, like, more of a big family type thing, or the support system is there and you already kind of were in touch with your blackness. You know what I'm trying to say? Where it's just like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, because I am nothing like, well, I don't know how Brooke is, you know, and her blackness, her backstory necessarily. But yeah, I mean, I was comfortable in my blackness, but if there was another black person coming on, I'd be like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Brooke, too, probably has, I don't think that she would be as secure, and she probably deals with insecurity and all of that. And yeah. I think you're more confident.
And then there's clearly the sexual tensions. Okay. You know, there's another element to that.
Yeah, I think, I think she's also just, like, threatened by another talented writer being there. And then also he just so happens to be colored, so that if there is he's colored. He's of African American descent.
Just black.
Like, right. Well, not every colored person is black.
But we know he is, though.
We don't know that.
He who?
Well, who? What Lionel, is the color?
He could be mixed.
We're talking about Lionel and Brooke.
Right. I'm just saying we don't know. He could
be. So this is two black people.
Okay, fine.
Well, he's of color.
Look, you're.
Hey,
can
black,
I get
they
my
are
thought
two
out?
Specifically black
I think
people.
It, she's threatened by. Wow.
I've just never heard somebody say colored in a very long time. So, like, we were all like, what?
Sorry. I hang out in color. The 50s a lot all the time.
I was like, what?
Because you and I was like, what?
I didn't realize you could say people of color, but you can't say colored people.
Well, I think maybe you can, but I just...
There's a difference coming from where we're from.
I haven't heard.
Okay, let me try again. So, being one of the other colored people at the school... They've the competition for, you know, jobs and getting afterwards, like that is a real thing of like, oh, we need the token. We need somebody to fill a diversity slot. So now there's another talented writer stepping into the same school and she feels threatened. So it did make a lot of sense. But my thing was, how do you go from all that stuff from season one to her like hiding the magazine? But then when Sylvie actually brings her in, I didn't notice this till the second time I watched, but she says like, you know, once he leaves the room and she starts like coming at him a little bit, she goes, I do have to say though, your Hancock piece, even I was impressed.
Right.
So like it's clearly like a, aside from just being the token and being accepted, it's also from the writing, the job perspective, like she felt threatened by him. And then her threats are almost even confirmed because she sees how good of a writer he is.
So is that,
I was just going to add on to that. I've been into many media spaces that are predominantly white, and maybe there is another black person, and that person was like really difficult to get along with, or they're hard on me for no reason. They're great. I'm also great, but they try not to become too buddy buddy. Like they don't want to click up or anything and see the black people hanging together.
Well, that's a thing, too.
And that's weird. Yeah, and I don't like. And it's really unnecessary. Like, why do we have to be so hard on each other in spaces like majority white spaces? That's like, if any time, that's not the time to.
Well,
that's
a mental thing because that's the idea that you're automatically
like
being pit against each other.
It baffles me how people don't understand the mental. Like, we don't want to have to think that you're racist or not. We don't want to have to think that, like, you know, you're feeling this way or how we kind of judge all that good stuff. But you know. People don't understand because, you know, to them, racism doesn't exist. Hey. Anywho, does that lead to Brooke having that mutual respect to Lionel? Does that lead to why she starts to take her clothes off? Or were you feeling that, you know, you think Lionel's a gold star?
I don't know what
I was like,
what
are you doing
she
here?
She is crazy.
She is.
I like her character bizarre. A lot, but man, like, she does some, the way she comes at Coco and, like, and then, oh, and then after when they oh man, when she was coming on to him,
I had assumed that she liked women at first. I don't know why. I guess I got that wrong, but I
think she does both.
I thought she was fluid. Okay,
yeah, I think she's fluid. I think that's a thing now.
I think she was very serious too in her explanation. Sexuality is fluid. Yeah, he's like, no, really, not for me.
Right,
no.
This is not going to happen.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, you're cute, but like, no.
I lost it though when Troy shouted hey, strange lady.
Those before,
yeah.
So, you know, but
that whole scene was gold from the start of that part. Because once she started unbuttoning, I was like, is she really about to come on to him?
Yeah,
and it kind of made sense the way that he was like, you know, we just got to clear our minds, but man,
and she
and
felt
then,
like that would have cleared his
for a quick second. I thought it was like a dream sequence, I thought it wasn't real, but then I was like, nah, it's really happening. This is real. Mm. I was there for it, but...
Him talking with Troy, I think, was really important, too. And also a good... There's really funny parts, but also a lot of what they talked about, you see Lionel spinning his wheels, and mm-hmm. then by the end of the episode, that's the reason why he starts to figure this stuff out.
Now, has he ever mentioned coming out to his parents at all in season one or two?
I don't think so.
I think he,
because I don't think he even really knew.
He didn't even come out to himself.
The first time he said he was gay was when Brooke was about to
now,
lay it down.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Here's a question. I hate when people do this to me, but I'm going to do it to you.
Oh.
Do you think it's necessary for gay people to say I'm gay? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we don't need to do that because nobody asks if I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do you think, is that a thing? Is that a conversation that you have or is that just a, you know, it is what it is?
I think it is what it is. I don't feel like it's something that should be an expectation because mm-hmm. everybody finds themselves or their identity. And just looking at the correlation between Lionel, I do feel that maybe he hasn't had a coming out conversation with his family or his friends. Like I said, I think this is the first time he actually said that he was gay. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when I went to college, my best friend, she's my best friend now, but she ended up taking me home. Her family is like Dominican. So they would have all these things to say to her about he don't think he's gay or this and that. Mm-hmm. And so her experience of me is that I didn't come out until after that. Whereas my experience is just because I didn't feel that I needed to share that with you in order for you to perceive me to be out.
Right.
So like that whole context and conversation around like, are you out? Are you not out? Is still like so nuanced because it's something that you determine when you get to a space to where that's something that you feel like you want to present or needs to be
presented. Every person is different. Every relationship is different.
Yeah.
Because I've had that situation happen to me also where I was trying to be sensitive with my friend and wasn't sure, like, is this something we talk about or is this something that you're, like, still working through? And they were basically like, it doesn't, kind of like what you said, like, it doesn't really need to be talked about until it's, like, relevant.
Mm-hmm,
and that kind of changed the way that I looked at it and thought about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that need to be talked about, don't forget to hit up Maria Menounos. She runs this whole thing.
Yeah.
She has Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. It's released every Friday, and it is free. So, I know you guys like us.
Free 99.
I know you guys like us. I'm sure you're going to love her because she's been in the game forever. So, definitely check that out. It brings you all types of people from all walks of life. I believe they had a doctor from... They had a doctor. I can't. I didn't read the whole caption. But definitely check that out. And then as well as our iTunes and YouTube. For iTunes, leave 5 stars. Don't leave anything else. Just don't bother. It has to be 5 stars. And definitely come and bring all those comments for YouTube. Now, that brings us to the relationship between Silvio and Lionel and how that all started, where he was trying to figure out, you know, if Silvio really likes Lionel. And so, you know, he went to all these events, all the good stuff. So what do you think Silvio is using him? Do you think Silvio was, you know, just there? Just another...
Are you saying comparing between season one and season two?
We can do that.
I always thought that there was like an unfair dynamic to this because he was an upperclassman. He'd already been in the journalism department longer than Lionel. It always felt like he was using Lionel.
Yeah.
Using Lionel for his stories, for his intelligence. Using Lionel, I guess he was trying to use Lionel for sex. It didn't get to that point, but yeah.
Well, the stories part, it feels like, I mean, he was the editor, so that would make sense. Like, you want to be thing. He became the editor for a reason.
True.
So that made sense. It was more the kissing at the end of the season.
But the way that he used to talk to Lionel, though. Uh-huh. In a
cute way, like,
part.
You don't really know.
Not
like,
he would talk at Lionel. Like, that's what I didn't like, you know. And he used him because that made Silvio feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my issue.
Yeah, I feel this... Well, I agree. I think that he was using him from the jump. I think along the way, sure, he might have had, like, friendly feelings.
Sure,
or, you know, you get comfortable with the person, you know them, all of that. But I think his intention was to just get what he could from Lionel. Mm.
So that kind of leaves... one of the aspects is somebody leaves bananas at Sam's door, which leads, you know, bringing back to Brooke and all that other stuff. They're trying to figure out who IVW is. Reggie tries to hack into the computer. All IVW says, not that happening. I'm putting another encryption code. I don't know if you can fill in whatever thing.
It's just a two-factor. You know, like when you...
Like with your Apple ID.
Yeah, and then, like, you sign it wrong, and then you have to get the number sent to your phone to put it in. That's...
He's like, I never want to do this show again. Season 3, count me
out. I love it. I'll take all the shade. Any of you guys want smoke, call me Mr. Chimney.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Tony's got my back.
Do not encourage that one.
So that finds at the end of all of that, Lionel finds out that Silvio is alt IVW, and he has a really great little monologue thing at that. So how were you surprised about that, or not really great like why he should do it, but it was just kind of like how he summed it all up. But were you surprised about that? Did you think it was somebody else? Did you?
No, I figured it was him.
I wasn't expecting it.
I figured old dude was a hotel before some of y'all did, and I figured
okay, that was obvious.
Because
that
no,
was when he came out there,
you didn't know what a hotel was. He had no idea. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like,
no, I knew there was something up with. I knew it was like a.
It was because, it was but thing, I also yeah. didn't really like Silvio, so mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's Silvio. Well, to me, it felt like a play on. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Milo Yiannopoulos. Mm-hmm. He trolls everybody. He's a gay conservative girl. He's still out there somewhere. So I felt like this was Dear White People's way of touching on
right.
how you can be gay, you can be conservative, you can be racist as hell
mm-hmm.
and troll people.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, of course it's Silvio. Yeah.
I think it just threw me off at the. I just assumed it would have been somebody white. I think that's why I was surprised. I was just like, okay, because as he said, you know, just because he's a minority doesn't mean he has to feel the same way and all this other stuff, which, you know, it is what it is. You're entitled to your opinions.
Right.
But I think when, you know, everything was happening and, you know, he threw out all those references to Sam and all that stuff, I just, in my mind, I was just like, oh, this dude's, like, white. Because I wouldn't see, I wouldn't see, it's kind of like
it's
a hierarchy.
To, yeah.
You know, like, okay, black people, you know, hang out with black people. Like, this is just kind of get, black people hang out with black people. Like, say if you're the only black person there and then there's, like, a Latino person that shows up in the building, then you're automatically going to gravitate towards each other because you're two minorities. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of feels like, okay, well, you know, you're part of this minority circle.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, like, you can feel your own ways, but you're not going to actively attack somebody else who's also minority.
Yeah.
That's why it threw me off. But,
I think, too... it made sense that they touched on this because with voting this man in office, we've seen all types of people with all different types of identities mm-hmm. and intersectionalities, but they still came to one thing, which was to vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was listening to this NPR podcast where they were discussing some of the Latinos, non-white Latinos, like even in Florida and all in the
Cuban's
South,
the whole
who were
thing.
Still going to vote for that orange juice box no matter what.
Okay.
And even like gay white people who were still going to vote Republican. So it just made sense to have a Latino guy who's also gay
mm-hmm.
and he's a troll like this. Yeah.
You smart.
Okay.
You got the keys.
You is smart. I mean, it definitely makes sense, but I feel...
I am smart, Nate. You're so rude and racist.
Probably for me, watching it as they go, maybe if I watched it, like, binged it, mm-hmm. my mind would have actively been trying to pursue, like, okay, who is behind this, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. handle? Who's doing it?
And how they did it was perfect, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
like
how Lionel spotted it. It was perfect versus just him, like, doing a tap dance, like, it's me.
Da-dum-dum.
Yeah, so, like, how they did it was definitely a perfect thing. But now it has me curious as... far as if we're gonna see Silvio again in season 3,
right?
And like, and if he like, I almost want to see. It's almost like, you know, when you see like Cosby Show and they go out in the Hillman and they kind of move
mm-hmm.
on. I kind of want to see what's gonna happen to them after this whole thing.
Okay,
you know, Sam being the way she is she gonna kind of level out and still be a proactive but not, you know, militant?
Mm.
That makes sense. So we'll see what happens with that. So that leads me into, I don't even know how to enter into this whirlwind of events in news. Dear white people, and I kind of almost hope that Justin.
Oh, I had some news too after you.
You know what? Hit us with your news.
I'll go first. Okay. Well, just anyways, for some of y'all who, if you really enjoy the music, which is ironic because y'all are making fun of me for not knowing the song, Spotify has curated some playlists. One by Sam, by, you know, Coco, Gabe, Troy. So the Dear White People, they've already tweeted out, you know, the playlist on their page. And like I said, if you have Spotify, go listen to them. So it'll be pretty dope.
Spotify is doing a really great.
I love that.
Yeah, they're doing a really great job. But wait, weren't they the ones who wanted to take off R. Kelly though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they were, and they did. That's a whole nother story.
Well,
but
that's good.
That's a whole nother story.
They're
really good at doing the playlists for like different people. Like I think you can see Serena's playlist and all this other stuff. So you can. They're really good with stuff like that, and they're kind of building everybody together. Speaking of something that's not building, you know what? I'm gonna give you guys a choice. We can either do Roseanne or we can do Drake. And I hope Justin talks about both next season.
I'm exhausted with both, so whatever you do, I'm going to be exhausted.
It's been like one day.
It is. And I'm tired.
The news cycle is so crazy.
I'm tired.
The updates. All right, so for you guys,
you can do Roseanne. Yeah, maybe. It doesn't matter. Do Roseanne?
I mean, whatever.
For you guys who don't know what's happening, if you've been living under a rock, I mean, you almost want to stay on that type of stuff. So Roseanne, she came out with a racist tweet. Then what's her name? Wanda Sykes decided that she was going to quit. Then essentially Roseanne's show gets canceled.
Who knew Wanda Sykes was on the show?
Have you watched the show?
Girl, no.
Me neither.
Exactly.
Well, Nate, you watched it. Was it good?
No.
No. Oh, you said you didn't.
No, I knew that Wanda Sykes was working on the show.
I also want to go back to see what she did, but I don't think we can even do that anymore.
Well, I think she was like a consultant or consulting producer.
No, Whitney Cummings, Wanda writer. I don't know. I think Wanda was on the show. I think.
Mm-mm. No, I think she was writing.
So she decides she's going to quit the show. Whitney Cummings was also on the show, a writer on the show. She quit a couple weeks ago. Then they essentially said they're canceling the show. And to add on top of that, they're going to take off all her old shows. So you can't find any of that. Mm-hmm.
Off other networks.
You can't find. If you have a box set, then that's it.
You're right. She was a consulting producer.
I know. I was right.
So
let's have a round of applause for Ivana.
Thank you.
So that leads to her show getting canceled.
Right.
So do you guys think that was a right choice? I mean,
yes,
absolutely.
Because they took off Bill Cosby's. I know it's two different things, but they took off Bill Cosby's shows too. And I kind of want to see Bill Cosby's show still.
That's interesting. I mean, it is definitely two different things because Cosby is years and years ago, whereas Roseanne had already got picked up for another.
That show should never have happened.
It should have never happened.
Yes.
But the
whole premise
of
that show. The premise of the reboot.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to talk about.
There are other things to talk about,
but we do see that she had a big audience. So it was interesting to see. We saw Roseanne. It was already picked up for another season. It was like a show at the forefront of ABC. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see that accountability.
Cable TV
so
is
quickly.
Dying. All these reboots are the last ditch efforts to get people to watch. Mm-hmm. Because the only people that are watching Roseanne, the people that you watched it years ago. And those are the only people that still have cable.
Well, that's a big market then because it was doing great.
Yeah,
I think what
right
ABC
now,
doesn't realize is like Roseanne was met with some really great ratings. Like they had a lot of viewers.
That's one of the highest shows.
But that doesn't always mean that's a good thing. And I think now ABC is seeing for themselves like, maybe we shouldn't have done that then.
If you think they didn't make those jokes and talk about that behind doors all the time.
I never said that they didn't. Yeah. My point is that
they don't care.
They shouldn't have done it in the first place. But they viewed you can't always think about ratings and viewers and money and that. It screws you over.
Welcome to the industry.
And that's too bad for them.
They don't care. They just keep it moving. Just reboot the next one.
Okay.
Well, it may not happen again. I mean, at this point, you know, ABC clearly is nothing to be played with. They decided Twitter went to work, and hours later, they had to say something, but to cancel, like, your quote-unquote best show.
Yeah, that was a samurai short cut your head off type thing. I was like, it's done. Thank you. It was done like in less than 7 hours. Like, you know, and then she tried to bring it on Ambien. It's a whole thing. But that same day,
that was weird.
It was.
I thought Ambien makes you sleepy.
People will abuse and reach, and when you don't have nothing else to hold
response,
on to, right? They were like,
"This is not one of our side effects."
Well, I think that was funny. I think too with that, it's just like whatever's in your subconscious. So say like when you get drunk, you have some people who do.
You do stupid stuff, but it's not the stupid stuff that wasn't already there to begin with.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely hope Justin does some type of spin on that, which that he talked about last season. You said you don't. Which you talked about last season, which can be brought up in this season. The whole issue with blackface. So Drake, Pusha T and Drake are having a little bit of a beef. Pusha T put out a picture of Drake in blackface. It went kind of crazy.
So, yeah, it did.
What are your thoughts?
I thought it was Photoshop.
From where? About the photo specifically?
I guess about the
like,
whole
I don't even
beef.
Know where to begin.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Let's just start. I'll give you where the photo came from, but I guess about the whole beef. Are you for the beef? Are you like, oh, this is not going to go end well? Are you...
I'm really neutral. Like, I'm not the one that... I really hate when there's some rap beef and people are like, guys, we shouldn't be arguing about these things. Mm-hmm. Like, let them argue because we finally get some quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just listen to it. Is it going to be problematic? Yes. Does that make it good? Not always. But hey, like, it don't bother me at all.
I agree. I welcome the beef. I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I feel like I am Team Drake right now.
Nobody's getting shot, so.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I do feel like I am Team Drake right
now. Wait. Have you heard story about it on?
I did.
Okay.
I'm Team Drake, too.
What?
Yeah.
Quick question.
Did you guys listen
where
to the same song?
In the Nicki and Remy
he destroyed him.
Whose side were you on?
Drake's not done.
I don't know if
Drake's
I chose
not, Drake's not
side.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk after Drake comes with a response.
Well, the Nicki and Remy thing, I mean, Remy clearly massacred Nicki because Nicki came out with it just a thing. But anywho, the whole thing with the blackface stuff, are you, referring
no,
to Nicki?
No, go ahead. Let's move on.
You refer, like, just let me... You look.
It's fine. I hate when you do that.
I mean, I see your mind cussing me out.
No.
Like, I see it.
No, girl.
And you're telling me it's fine, no. And you're literally killing me in your head. Like, I can see it all through your face. Like, I've known, I forgot now.
I'm laughing. It's fine.
I've known you long enough to see, like, okay, I know what's happening right now.
No.
See? Just say.
It's fine.
Okay. So the whole thing with the blackface, real quickly, there was a company by the name of Two Black Guys that was in Toronto. It was the same kind of on the same lines of FUBU, all that good stuff. Drake was one of the, I guess you can say, models for that company. It was a black-owned company. The line that they came out with was a Jim Crow era type line, which I believe I need to double check that because I was talking to you about that around the same time that Spike Lee came out with that movie Bamboozled, and that's the where it kind of came from, that particular picture. Obviously, in the time that we're in. Doing that picture now and how Twitter is set up and, you know, general outrage off of a picture and not knowing the history behind it or how it came about is, you know, is what it is. So for you guys who still want to hate on Drake, go right ahead. But at least you know the context where that picture is. He just didn't say, hey, I'm going to do Rock Place. I'm going to take a picture. And then leave it somewhere.
And
so.
It speaks to social media as well and, like, cancel culture. As people just saw the photo and was like, oh, Drake, oh, man. And I'm like, y'all, can we just try to Google search image or something real quick? Like, let's figure out where this is from. I'm not saying it's okay.
Right.
But, like, there's obviously a backstory to this. Like, come on, y'all.
You know why? Because you're smart. Let's get a pause.
Okay. You only get one.
Right. Where are you at, Tony? Oh, there we go.
Okay. Yay!
You know what's going on. All right.
Nate is like a perpetual hater.
Thank you.
He's in the Ivana Haters Club.
Let's hit them with the dare white people.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know. Dear white people, gone are the days of yesteryear. You're going to be held accountable. Like, it's finally time, and we're starting to see some results. Watch your man and watch your mouth.
You said watch your man and watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The one you did last week, and you reposted, you posted it, we need to get that somewhere, because that was amazing.
Yeah.
That clip was... I appreciate it when I was here, but I appreciate it even more watching. I'm like, oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. So, for you guys who have no idea what I'm talking about... I think we'll repost it and get after
buzz. I
was like,
I missed.
Oh, yeah,
let me
perfect.
Go back and watch it.
Yeah, it was really. Do you not?
I mean, I was there, but I've slept since then, so I just want to watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's on. Okay. It's on. It's still on your IG, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, oh yes, like, you know how you like hit somebody real quick and they don't feel until a little bit later on. Yeah. That's
right.
What you.
That's right.
What you
yes.
You brought the article and everything. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Like when a pastor says, you'll get it when you get home.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You don't get it now, but when you get home.
Pull it in the driveway. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Mine is, dear white people, no matter how intersectional you are, you can still be racist.
Mm-hmm. Dear white people.
No. Oops. Wow. Okay.
It's like a delayed horn. Dear white people, if you have to ask... or wonder if what you're about to say might be considered racist, it's probably racist.
But wouldn't you rather them ask? I see what you're saying.
Nope.
Not strange white people to me.
Because, like, say if it's like a, I'm thinking of a writer's room situation, and it's like they want to double check and triple check.
When they ask the one black writer in the room, yeah, it's racist.
Yeah.
Like 99.9% of the time, it's they're saying something they probably shouldn't say. If you have to ask, you either are not doing the work to educate yourself and be involved in the culture and the community so you know whether it's okay or not.
Right.
Or you just don't care.
I guess so.
That's
I mean, I feel like, for instance, so Drake's song Pusha, he said it was Duppy something. And Duppy means ghost, right? But, like, you Thank have to you. Do, like, from the island. So you have to do so when you can literally just, like, my friend hit me up. He's a DJ. And, like, I'm like, yeah, like, it means ghost. Like, it's all right, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I'd rather
somebody
just ask.
I didn't text you, did I? I Googled it.
You never text me.
And Google gave me the answer. Why are you trying to rat me out?
I bet you don't.
It was an example.
It's because you're black.
Oh, my God. No, stop!
But I'm the hater. Yep.
Oh.
Just stick to that narrative.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You really sipped the tea?
Right.
Wow, I there's so many things. Actually, this one's actually to black people. Dear black people, we all don't think the same things, and we don't. Yeah, I know.
Oh. Okay. No, it's a good one. Go ahead.
Yeah, we all don't think the same things, and it would be who of you to who of you to ask the questions. And come from a space of learning versus a space of judging.
So black people can ask the question, but white people can't.
I guess that's
your point, TK?
I guess that's the law of the day, man. I guess that's the law of the day. If you black, just ask me the questions. Right. Like, if you want to know what black people do in Canada and Toronto, I can answer those questions for you.
I got you.
If you want to know what black folks do in the islands, I can answer those questions for you.
Right.
But I guess if you white, according to Nate, don't ask me
no
questions.
Don't ask no questions
at all. That's literally not what I said.
Don't ask no questions.
Thank you. It's excellent paraphrasing. We need to get the court dictator
in
here.
Do you have anything to say to white people to balance it out?
No, just, you know what I mean?
Can you read that back to me, please?
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you just, you know how you said, like, you were just burdened, like, it was just too much with the whole resentment. It's like, sometimes I'm literally just, like, take me to Wakanda. I'm done. You know, sometimes it just feels like that. Like, just like, you know.
Yeah,
there's really no point.
Yeah,
like, why do I have to keep telling you not to say the N-word? It's like really. Not.
Why do you want to go to Wakanda?
Oh, I guess we're closing.
Did you not see Wakanda? No,
yeah, did you not see how they greeted their African American descendant brother?
Well, he came in kicking the door.
He didn't come correct. When you walk in somebody's house, say hi.
Yeah.
If you think
not, hey,
that Wakanda was real, and we could just walk up in there and be like, "Hey, y'all, I'm home."
I don't know about you.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's because you're biracial.
Yeah, I got that.
Because, you know, there was a lot of think pieces where I might not be as easily accepted either.
No.
Wakanda, so.
I wonder how advanced their society is. Like, we see the technology and stuff, but, like, how advanced are you on women and
technologically advanced, right?
Folks?
But traditionally a culture like that is so isolationist that doesn't share with the outside world would not be very liberal in those things. Mm-hmm. It's an imaginary place, so who knows?
That's what I'm saying. According to my imagination, you will
be
welcome. to my Wakanda.
That's a nice Wakanda.
I'm grateful. Yes. Thank you for having me.
I would go. I would definitely go.
There's
for
fried
sure.
chicken.
I don't know. I don't.
Know,
it wouldn't even be a virus. I just think you in general, they might just kick you out. Like, I just don't. I just think.
Me and Shuri would be best friends.
Who?
Shuri.
Oh.
Princess of Wakanda?
You said Sheree.
You guys trying to go to Wakanda. You don't even know who the royalty is.
It's not like you said
Sheree.
I thought you were bringing some other host from AfterBuzz.
Yeah,
like,
she challenged me on my Wakanda
knowledge. She ain't invited.
I've been reading Black Panther for 20 years. Get out of here.
All right.
Oh, my. All right. Well, let's take it home. Where can we find you?
Yes, you can find me on all social media at Keith_Andre.
Definitely look on his Instagram page for that clip I was telling you guys about. It's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank
you. He has hella thirst traps.
Yeah, he does.
You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams. I feel you staring at me.
What's up, guys? Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media at DogLikeNate. If you play video games, check me out on twitch.tv/inventoryfullpt every Monday at 6 o'clock. And if you watch Westworld, you can find me doing that after show Sunday at 8.
Any thirst traps on the ground for them?
Girl, not from me. Nope.
You know it ain't.
No thirst traps. What's the opposite of a thirst trap?
Nate's Instagram. Where can we find you, TK?
There you go.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also find me on TMZ talking ish every day and several other places. But yeah, just retweet, do a lot of workouts. Just my life. But we will see you guys next week.
Yes. Bye.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.